Welcome to Creating Abundance. I'm Alana Cahoon, and today I am joined by Shelley Lefko, co-founder of the Lefko Institute and a global leader in personal transformation. Shelley has helped thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, release limiting beliefs and emotional patterns that hold them back, creating profound shifts in confidence, relationships, well-being, and fulfillment. Her work has reached nearly millions of people worldwide and has been featured on the Today Show. She's the author of Hitting the Wall, Eliminate the Beliefs That Sabotage Your Business and Your Life. I'm excited to explore her powerful insights with you today. Hello and welcome, Shelley.
Hi, thanks for having me, Alana.
Absolutely. Your book sounds so amazing. Can we just start there? Because I heard that, and unfortunately, I didn't grab a copy beforehand, but I'm going to. So tell us a little bit about the book, what inspired you to write it, and how we can all access it.
Well, it's interesting. I'm not a writer, I'm a speaker. And I was speaking at a conference in Costa Rica, a Mind Valley event, and this serial entrepreneur, young, gorgeous man, approached me and he said, "Now I know why my clients don't listen to me." And he said, "We should write a book together." And I said, "Well, I'm not really a writer." And he said, "Oh, that's okay." He said, We'll manage. We'll get somebody to write it for us, and she'll interview you anyway." So that's how the book came to be. And it's interesting because I'm the most unwitting entrepreneur. I am the people girl. I help people eliminate the beliefs that stop them from having the lives that they deserve, that they want. And I can speak to people and speak in front of thousands, and I'm just fine on podcasts, but running a business was never ever on my list of things to do. And 10 years ago, my beloved husband and partner in all things died and left me with a business. For those of you who think you can't do it, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And so for 10 years, I've been running the business, and working with people, which is still my joy. And so that's how the book came to be. And the book is, it's a book for anyone, but it's geared towards entrepreneurs. And it is a lot about what's in the way of being a successful entrepreneur. And just like anything else, whether it's procrastination or fear of public speaking or not being able to let go and trust others to do things or not stepping up and taking on, the scary stuff, it's your beliefs that cause all the issues. So that's how the book came to be.
Fantastic. And what is the name of it again?
Hitting the wall, eliminate the beliefs that sabotage your business and your life.
Okay. And can we all access this online through Amazon or Barnes and
Amazon.
Noble? Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
All
Terrific.
the places.
Terrific.
There it
Oh,
is.
there it is.
And it's
Oh,
a very short read.
that's
So
nice.
people read it.
So a couple of questions. One is, what is the root source of all of our limiting beliefs, and what are the tools that you teach to burst through that wall and get through them?
Yeah, great. So the first thing is a belief is a statement about reality that we hold as the truth. Most of our beliefs are unconscious. We don't even know that we have them, but they totally determine our behavior, our emotions, and ultimately our reality. If you believe life is hard, guess what? You're going to have a hard life. If you believe I don't deserve, you will not ask for what you want. So the patterns are actually what you want to change, right? So you want to stop doing things that you don't want to do, and you want to start doing things that you do want to do. You want to get rid of emotional suffering like anxiety and stress. You know, we teach nothing is inherently stressful. Stress comes from the meaning you give events, which come from our beliefs. So, how beliefs get formed, and then I'll tell you how to get rid of them, but it's not what you think. So, yeah. So, we come into this world and we are just this little ball of consciousness. And we don't know if we're good enough or not good enough. We don't know if we're important or not. We don't know if life is hard or easy. We don't know if money flows with great abundance or it's scarce and hard to get. We come into this world of mom and dad, or mom and mom, or mom only, or dad only, or whatever your situation is. And every child alive wants three things: affection, attention, and acknowledgement. And every child, you know, I have clients in every country, Alana. I have a client in Saudi Arabia. I have a client in Dubai. I have clients in Australia, New Zealand. Every one of them, when I ask, what do your children want? And what's the one word question they ask all day long? They all say the same thing. Why? So if you're criticized, kids say, why? Why am I being criticized? Why can't I live up to mommy and daddy's expectations? Well, I guess I'm not good enough. Why are mommy and daddy struggling to pay the bills? Well, I guess money is scarce and hard to get. Why are they fighting all the time? Well, I guess relationships don't work. Why does my daddy seem to have all the power? Well, I guess men have all the power. Why did my daddy cheat on my mom? Well, I guess men can't be trusted. Why are they busy all the time and never give me attention? Well, I guess I'm not important. And so that's how our beliefs get formed. And, you know, in terms of even career, you know, parents have told kids, get a real job. You know, you have to work for a company that's safe. Being an entrepreneur is dangerous. And so I have clients call me and they go, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want my own business, but I'm scared. And they have beliefs that keep them from doing it. So that's how beliefs get formed. I don't teach tools. I have one tool that helps you get rid of a negative emotion in the moment. And I can teach you how to do that. But when you get rid of a belief, the reason a belief stays with us through 20 years of personal growth work, meditation, affirmations, and all the wonderful things we do is because we think we saw our beliefs in the world. And it's impossible to not believe something you think you saw. So, for instance, if I ask a client who's working on the belief I'm not good enough, which is the most common belief everybody has. So, everybody take a deep breath, listening, everybody listening. Say, I'm not good enough out loud.
I'm not good enough.
Now say, I'm a monkey.
I'm a monkey.
So obviously, when you say, I'm a monkey, that feels silly. When you said, I'm not good enough, does it feel the same or different?
No, I resist the feeling altogether
Exactly.
because I'm interviewing you
Yeah.
on a podcast.
So that's great. So the first way people know they have a belief is it doesn't feel good to say it. Because if you didn't believe it, it would feel like just words, like, because that's all. It is just words. So we get in touch with the belief. We get in touch with the source of the belief. And then we look at alternative interpretations that you couldn't see as a child. And then when I ask the question, doesn't it seem like you saw I'm not good enough? Everybody says, I did see it every day of my life. I worked with five Harvard PhDs who said, I saw I'm stupid. I work with people who have the belief, life is hard. Yes, I saw life is hard. Now, if somebody said to you, Shelley's a blonde, and if you're watching, I'm a redhead, you'd say, no, she's not. And they'd say, oh, yeah, she is. You'd say, no, she's not, because you believe what you see. You can't not believe something you think you saw, right? You can't. So, you saw your parents criticize you. You saw failing subjects in school, but you can't see I'm not good enough. Anything you could see has a color, shape, and location. And people get woo-woo with me, and we always end up at the same place. Anything you could see has a color, shape, and location. You cannot see life is hard. You can see your parents struggling. So we see certain people doing certain things at a certain time, or certain things happening to us at a certain time. You could see being sexually abused as a child, but you can't see I'm powerless. Okay, I love working with sexual abuse survivors. It's my favorite because we get rid of beliefs like damaged goods, or I'm worthless, or it was my fault, or I'm powerless. Now, if how many of you listening believed in Santa Claus? So a lot
I'm
of
going to
you,
say
right?
yes, I did. Of course I did. It's fun.
So for 8 years, you believe that this man is going to come down your chimney with a red suit and a white beard, and you leave milk and cookies for him because you so believe it. And then, and this happened to my great niece. She used to cry every time Santa came in. We used to do Santa in Florida at my brother's house. And every time Santa came in, she would start crying hysterically. And then 1 year, he starts talking, and all of a sudden she goes, Daddy? And that was it. Her belief in Santa in that moment was gone because she said, I never saw Santa Claus. I saw my dad in a red suit with a white beard. Boom! Tooth fairy. Same thing. Easter bunny. Same thing. You see money under your pillow, but you can't see that there's a tooth fairy. And when you catch your mom doing it one day, that's the end of the tooth fairy. So when these beliefs go away, the pattern goes away and never comes back.
That's
So people who have a fear of public speaking, have the same, it's the only pattern that has the same beliefs for every person. There's like 10 beliefs that cause fear of public speaking. And when you get rid of them, it goes away.
Cool. So I have a question about you said you love working with people who have experienced sexual abuse in their lives. And I can imagine being in that position that you feel pretty worthless. Like you said, I think you used the word damaged
Powerless.
goods. So first, why do you love it so much? And then second, how do you help these people move past those beliefs of blame, guilt, etc.?
So blame and guilt are not beliefs. Those are patterns. Again, So a pattern is something you can see, right? I can see you feel guilty. I can see you be anxious. I can see you procrastinate. Beliefs are not seeable, right? Beliefs are what's causing the problems. So let's assume someone comes to me and I worked with this one woman, oh, who I talk about a lot, choosing between two stories. So she was incested by her dad. And when she was 12 years old, so she was working with me on the belief I'm powerless. So we did the process and we said the fact that that happened to you could mean you were powerless. What else? What's another interpretation of the events? And she said, well, I was powerless as a kid. I said, that's a valid interpretation. And then she said, well, maybe I was powerless around my father. And I said, well, that's a valid interpretation. And she said, you know what? I said, what? She said, when I was 12 years old, I went into his room and I said, if you touch, she said, I didn't think I wasn't powerless. She said, I just didn't care if I lived or died. And she went into his room and she said, if you touch me again, I'll kill you in your sleep.
Sorry, I'm laughing, but wow, good.
He never touched her again.
Wow.
And so she said, one interpretation is, I was powerful and I didn't know it.
Oh, yeah.
So if there are other valid interpretations, is what you said the truth or just one interpretation, whatever it was, I'm damaged goods or I'm powerless or whatever belief we're working on. And then I say, doesn't it seem like you saw I'm powerless or I'm damaged goods? And she said, yes. I mean, I don't do two at once. We do one at a time. But we do a few in each session. And she said, well, I did see it. And I said, point to the video. So I'm watching the video, point to I'm powerless. She said, I can't. I said, what did you see? I saw my father incesting me when I was young. That's what you see on a video. Where was I'm powerless? That was in my head. I made that up. And then we talk about meaning. Okay. So meaning, so everybody listening, if somebody you know comes into a room and doesn't say hello, what might you automatically think?
They don't know you, or
Well, they do know you.
oh, they
They
do know you.
just,
They're being mean.
they're being mean. Now, some of you said they're distracted. They're rude. I did something wrong. They don't like me. Where do all of those meanings come from?
Your head, but
Your
also from
head.
past experiences, right? No,
No.
not necessarily.
Nope. Because you can have three people with the same past experience and they come up with different meanings.
Really?
Meaning comes from your mind. Always.
So would that suggest that even though we're all born as these little cuddle bubbles of love and of innocence, we have a type of personality that will interpret these events differently?
Yes, let me I'll speak to that in a second, but let me finish with
Okay.
meaning.
Sure.
So if meaning is in your mind, do events have inherent meaning?
I'm gonna need like at least an hour to reflect on
Well,
that.
if meaning is in your mind, do
Yeah.
events have meaning? Is there any event that has meaning in the event?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Tell me. Tell
Well,
me an event
because
that has, no, not because. Tell me an event that has meaning, not something that has the same meaning for every person.
giving birth to a child.
Good.
That has
What does it
meaning.
mean? What does it mean?
It means you don't have to carry a baby around anymore.
No, that's the consequence. Events have consequences, not meaning. The
Event.
fact that you have, listen, meaning is what I know for sure. Okay? If you have a baby, does that mean you're going to be a good mother?
No, I guess not. Not
Does it
necessarily.
mean, well, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean you're going to be a good mother. It doesn't mean you're going to love the child. It doesn't mean you're not going to, it doesn't even mean you're going to keep the child. People have babies and give them away. So we don't know anything for sure because you have a baby, get married, 9/11. I'll give you the most extreme example of this. Okay? My husband died.
I'm sorry about that.
He would, thank you. He was the love of my life. Okay? He was an amazing human being in every respect. I was devastated. But grieving is healthy. Not wanting to get out of bed, not healthy. So I used what I'm teaching you now, the occurring, to get out of bed every day, because the fact that my husband died didn't mean I would starve to death. It didn't mean I was going to be alone for the rest of my life. It didn't mean I'd never be happy again. The events have no meaning. Not that it doesn't matter. We don't know anything for sure because anything happens. So you can say, you can give me yeah buts all day long, and I will show you that nothing has meaning. Okay. Now, that's not to say you should live your life going, nothing meaning. That's not what this is about. This is about when you have a negative emotion and you ask yourself, what happened? It isn't what's happening that's causing the emotion. It's the meaning you're giving what happened. And meaning is in your mind. So when I am working with a sexual abuse survivor, I will say to them, and I just worked with a woman who was sex trafficked, and she had severe PTSD. And now I call her Miss Normal. It's a miracle
That's sweet.
in not a lot of time. So, and I work with a lot of business people, and I work with people with entrepreneurs, obviously. I wrote a book about it. I work with people from all walks of life with every problem. But just like with the sexual abuse survivors, and just like with all of those other issues, when we get to the end after the belief goes away, I say, what happened to you was tragic. I hate that it happened to you. Like you said to me, I'm sorry you lost your husband. I hate that that happened. Yes. But what does it mean that that happened to you? And I worked with a psychiatrist whose mother incested him. And let me tell you, when I asked him that question, he looked, it was like, and when he got the events have no meaning. I don't know anything for sure. When you walk away, while it's happening, it's horrendous. But what makes your life unhappy is the beliefs that you conclude about what happened. And when they get that the events have no meaning, they're free. And that's why I love it. My life is about helping people become free to live as the unlimited possibility that they are.
I love that. That's beautiful, Shelley.
Yeah, thank you.
That's very it's profound and a philosophy I have never heard before. So it does make sense, but it's something that now is going to percolate in my mind thinking about this because, like you, I love helping people and I help them reach their root cause of pain and suffering and help them to create tools to minimize and manage that pain, right? So, meditation and positive affirmations, etc. But this is a new technique. And I've always said Our thoughts create a reality, and it's how we respond to life, not, or we need to respond versus reacting. But you're taking this into such an interesting path. So good. Awesome.
Because you can learn how to cope with your problems, and that's valuable, but you can get rid of the beliefs that cause them, so there's nothing to cope with.
Right.
The meditation is wonderful because it's good for your body, it's good for your soul, it's good, it's a wonderful thing. if positive affirmations make you feel better, that's wonderful. Anything that makes you feel better is great. But this is taking the root and pulling it out so that the weeds don't grow anymore.
Oh, it's a
I
great
like that.
metaphor.
Thank you.
Yes,
I
and
just
it's recorded, so you got it.
good, thank you.
To use in your next book.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So you say that you speak. Where do you, what kind of audiences do you speak for? Who do you speak with? Or two or four?
Pretty much anybody who wants me. So I just spoke. I was on the Unconventional Life podcast with Jules Schroeder, and she invited me to speak. It's funny. Yeah, she invited me to speak in New Zealand at the Unconventional Life event. And this is what I speak about. So these were young, mostly entrepreneurs. Who do this wonderful event twice a year, some of them in all kinds of places. I spoke right before COVID. I spoke in Russia. Parenting is my passion. So I love to speak about parenting. And I spoke in Vietnam to also, that was parents, Mind Valley. Mostly, personal growth people, business entrepreneur groups, masterminds. Yeah. Yeah,
How
because
wonderful.
beliefs cause everything. If you believe water is boiling, you won't put your hand in it. So getting rid of your beliefs, they are like, that's why we call it hitting the wall. Every time you hit the wall, it's because there are beliefs stopping you. And when you get rid of the belief, the wall goes away. And then you go forward until you hit the next wall. And then, you get rid of those beliefs and get rid of that problem. Makes life, I believe, Alana, that I had a mother who taught me that life was to be fun and enjoyed. And being a good friend was everything, and fun was the most important thing in life. So that's my philosophy of life, right? Fun, friends, family. Well, all the F's. I love alliterating things. Fun, friends, family. That's good. And so I don't think people should spend their lives working on themselves. If you're on a spiritual journey to discover, who you really are, that's wonderful. We have a spiritual part of our process at the end where you do get that your beliefs manifest. And that who you are really is the creator of your life. And that's very powerful. But I don't think people should spend their lives having to work on themselves. It's just not, for me, a fun way. So I just did a summit where I was working out, speaking to coaches and therapists. And it was very interesting because they asked me, the man who was interviewing asked me, how do I keep my retention rate up? And I looked at him and I said, I have a shitty business model. I don't. I don't hold on to people. They kind of, it's terrible because I have to constantly turn over, but I'm lucky. But I have people who want to work on everything, and I have people who come to me and say, procrastination. I go five sessions and you're out of here. That's it. Go live your life. Go have fun.
As we wrap up, I would love to just hear a little bit about your background. Where were you born? Because you clearly tour the world with your messages and healing. Tell us, and how did you end up in this
Yeah.
business?
It's funny when you said, because of course, like, tell me where you're from, because I clearly, and I thought you were going to say, hear your New York accent.
Of course. Well, I know that because I lived in New York, but not everybody knows.
Yeah, well, I'm in California actually for 23 years, but of course, I had a client who said to me, I'm going to be in New York. Can I get to see you? And I said, no, I'm in California. It was very funny. So how I got into this was my husband and I were both very active in the personal growth world, and he was on a spiritual intellectual journey to discover why people knew what to do and didn't do it, and knew what not to do and did it anyway. You know, we all know if we eat healthily and we exercise, we'll have a better quality of life and live longer, but we don't do it. And we know going into certain relationships that we shouldn't go into them, and we do. So he, like, why was that? And so he was on a plane going to California, and he was journaling, and he downloaded this process. And 40 years ago, when I said to people, we help people eliminate beliefs, they used to go, beliefs? You mean like religious beliefs? And nobody even knew. Today, everybody's talking about beliefs. Somebody said, my grandmother talks about beliefs. But he came home and he said, I have to show you. And he was very, very modest. He was a genius. And he said, I have to show you what I downloaded on the plane. And he had a friend who was wanting to get into a relationship, and she just wasn't meeting men. And he said, well, what do you believe? And she said, well, you know, you can't trust men, and men only want one thing, and men are selfish, and they only want young women. And she's sitting there spouting these beliefs, and he picked one and he eliminated it with her. And I sat there, you guys, and I swear to God, spirit whacked me in the head, and I heard this voice say, this is why you're on the planet, to do this. And I just taught a master class to my facilitators, and I said, there's not a day that I am not in awe of what I do, and grateful for the privilege.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you so
Yeah.
much for being here. And could you please share? I know you have a gift, a free gift for all of our
Yes.
viewers and listeners. And what is it and where can they find it?
Okay. So I'm gonna, I can tell you all this information, but until you do the process, you can't get the power. So I'm going to give you access to eliminate three beliefs, one of three beliefs for free, and they're the most common beliefs people have. So if you go to eliminatebeliefs.com, you will have access to that. And you can also DM me at Shelley Lefko on Instagram. And if you DM Alana 27, I'll send you a special gift.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so very much, Shelley. Shelley Lefko, thank you for your wisdom. And everyone, take those tools, those ideas. Think about the limiting beliefs that are going on in your life. Be aware of them and don't beat yourself up. Just step back and ask about them. Is it real? Can you see it? Does it have a color? Does it have a size? How real is it? Or is it something created within your own mind? Because our minds are amazing, but they can be extraordinarily imaginative.
Yeah, we have a course, a program called Natural Confidence. It's very, very inexpensive, and it has 19 of the most common self-esteem beliefs, like mistakes and failures are bad, I'm not good enough, I'm worthless, all those beliefs. And when you do the free belief, it's going to take you to that program, and it will change your life because it's not just about getting rid of one belief. It's about getting rid of the beliefs that underlie the places that you're stuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And to
Thank
everyone
you.
listening, creating an abundance of radiant health, wealth, and happiness. Until the next time, namaste.
Namaste.